An ethanol plant in Redfield waits for rail cars to haul out product, but they arrive as much as 4 weeks late. The plant's storage fills up and operations slow down. A farmers' cooperative elevator in Ipswich orders cars on January 14th, and they don't arrive until March 17th. The elevator has to move grain to another facility and then discovers the cost of rail service has increased because of scarcity. The unexpected expenses add up to $1.78 per bushel. These are just a few of the stories Senator John Thune relates to the Surface Transportation Board on April 10th in Washington, D.C.
As transportation costs increase, the basis for farmers selling grain is growing larger and larger, which is taking money directly out of farmers' pockets. What this means for South Dakota is a direct transfer of wealth away from the state, which not only negatively impacts agricultural producers, grain handlers, and the ethanol industry, but it also impacts other Main Street businesses that rely on equitable prices for South Dakota agricultural products.
After that hearing and another one in Fargo in early September, the board notified all Class 1 railroads that they'd be required to publicly file weekly data reports. This move is designed to make railroads more accountable to those who rely on them so business people can make plans based on railroad schedules and availability of cars. The governor's policy advisor, Matt Konenkamp, says the rail system gets jammed up for a number of reasons. Extremely cold temperatures tax equipment and workers. Bumper crops increase demand for cars that are also needed to haul oil, equipment, and supplies into and out of the Bakken oil fields. Konenkamp says the Surface Transportation Board has taken previous steps to address the problems.
This spring, the largest concern was whether or not we would get fertilizer in time to plant. And so the board ordered certain fertilizer movements, and those came in, and I think that we were in fairly good shape. And then in June, they ordered the Canadian Pacific and the BNSF to provide data on the number of cars that were shipped in and out of the state as compared to the orders that they had received from shippers.
Konenkamp says publishing shipping information will offer grain handlers a degree of parity to know what the railroad schedulers know. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.